G'day, Reece down here. Welcome to episode 67 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And in this episode, it's a little bit different. I'm going to narrate a little story I wrote a while ago. Or if you have read my Madness Mindset Mastery ebook, it's in there. And it's an interesting story about ego and drop or ego management and mundane tasks and just getting the job done. So check it out here and I'll tell you how it relates to selection a little bit later. A couple of years ago, or it was a number of years ago now, I was helping a mate out on an executive protection security gig. And when I say helping out, I certainly didn't do it out of the kindness of my heart. I was getting paid for it. I was getting paid quite well. Anyway, it was a good mate of mine. His name's Troy Clayton. He owns a company called Panoptic Solutions, and it's a high-end security company that provides paramedic support as well. And I jumped on his team, from time to time to take part in some executive protection operations. And I did this for a number of reasons. One, because it got me out of the office, and I'm very aware of, you know, complacency and sitting at home all day or most days on the computer, and it can definitely breed complacency, and it can get you really comfortable being comfortable, I suppose. So I wanted to get out of the office, try and, keep my skill sets up, I suppose. And two, it just activates my brain, you know. Currently, my routine, especially back then, when I was just in the office, it wasn't exactly a high adrenaline experience, and it was really vastly different from my time in the military. Even though I train most days, and I train hard, but that's just physically, right? And this sort of work, or that sort of work that I did back then, it really got me thinking differently than my sort of normal day-to-day operations. You know, there was planning, there was running routes, creating actions on, contingency plans, you know, thinking on the move, solving problems, and making judgment calls, all good stuff. Three, I was working in a team. You know, I was getting back in that team environment, which was awesome, working together with other sort of like-minded individuals to complete a mission, right? And really provide that sense of camaraderie. And it also allows you to think above yourself, you know, for a higher purpose. You're all working together for a common cause. So anyway, there I was standing in a conference room in a beautiful hotel in Sydney, myself and a bunch of former military members, primed for action, all right? We were ready to go. What do you want from me, Troy? I asked, excited and ready to execute my mission with speed and efficiency. Jam, was the reply. What's that now, I queried. Jam, Troy confirmed. The client has requested some jam ready for when they arrive, but not just any jam, Reece, a specific brand of a specific amount with a specific calorie intake. So I thought for a moment. I wasn't required to detail a terrain and environment analysis, devise a thorough mission analysis taking into account the commander's intent, express and implied tasks, essential tasks, groups, restrictions, limitations, or a mission statement. I wasn't required to develop a number of detailed courses of actions or COAs that were feasible, achievable, supportive, or distinctive, then testing and wargaming each COA before selecting one and detailing a set of clear and concise orders to execute. Nope, I just need to get some jam. This was my task, my mission. Other people had their orders and I had mine. I didn't need to bring ego into the equation and sulk about not having a cool job. And what I've found and what's interesting is that the people who are confident in their abilities, the people who are confident with what they've already achieved, don't feel a need to prove themselves, right? They are the very people you can rely on to get the mundane tasks done. These people have the attitude that it's a job that needs doing. It's all part of the overall plan. And if you sometimes get the simple tasks to complete, then complete them well. As the age-old saying goes, if you're going to do a job, do it well or not at all. So when you're in a similar position, tasked with a job to complete, which you may think is beneath you, especially in a selection sense, because when you're going through a selection process, it's not all cool shit that you're going to be doing, okay? That cool shit is sort of on Rio, I suppose, and once you're in the unit. But particularly on selection, there's going to be some mundane, boring, shitty tasks that you need to do because it's a test, all right? They're testing to see if you can be that team player, if you can drop the ego, and if you can get those boring and mundane tasks done to a very, very high standard, all right? So a couple of things you might want to take into consideration. One, drop the ego. Two, be a team player. Three, realize you're part of something bigger. Four, do the job well. And then five, ask for more, All right, what else needs to be done? And if you complete that, or if you think about that and do that on selection, it's going to go really well for you. Coincidentally, just getting back to the story, my sniper course senior instructor was also actually helping out in this job. And I know this guy really well. He's a great sniper instructor with years of operational experience, a great team leader, great mentor, and a really awesome dude. And his role in this task, driver. Okay, and he had absolutely no ego regarding his task. He was the consummate professional and effective team player and was always looking for more work. All right, he got the job done, no complaints. Easy, what do you need? I said to Troy. I got the details, set off to complete my task with ego in check. I needed to get some jam. So that's a little quick story from my Madness Mindset Mastery ebook, and I really hope you got something out of it. And understand that it's not all about ego. Actually, most of the time it's not. And you just need to have good ego management. You don't have to necessarily totally drop the ego. We all need a bit of ego to get things done and do things well, I believe. Otherwise, you're probably not going to be driven in any way. All right, so we've all got some kind of ego. It's just keeping it in check. It's just managing the ego. And when you've got simple and mundane and what you feel are boring tasks, remember, it's all part of the bigger picture. And if you're going to do a job, fucking do it well. And if you take that into selection, take that attitude, take that mindset into selection, you're going to be a really good team player. And the selection staff are really going to look at you. And I think it's going to go well in your reporting. So that's it for my little story. I hope you got something out of it. I hope you can apply it to your everyday life. Especially going through the selection process and beyond if you're going down that stream. If you need any help, make sure you check out operatoredge.com/selection. Make sure you come and join my school group, which is on the school platform. Go to operatoredge.com/selection. There is a link there. And if you want to talk about selection and my indefatigable course, make sure you hit me up. Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, reese@operatoredge.com. Or you can hit me up on Instagram, reese_Dowden. That's it. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next one. Cheers.